Committee status report.
Good morning. My name is Don V. Casey. I'm the chair of the Bone Marrow Transplant SAC. I'm also the A consumer representative to that SAC, so I do not possess the expertise that most of our committee does, which makes me reliant on them. Thank God for the expertise that was there. This is the interim report that was requested. As part of our charge, we were asked to consider the and recommend whether continued regulation of bone marrow transplant services is necessary, and secondly, to look at statewide access issues with particular reference to access outside southeastern Michigan. Then, depending upon the report, there are some other actions or other issues that we have to look at, and we're still looking at those. But this is the interim report. We did look at, after meeting four times, the continued regulation issue. And basically, our SAC was split into two strong opposing groups, but there was a clear majority. And first, we voted against deregulation. There was a motion made to deregulate, and that was disapproved. So then we had a majority approve a motion to continue the regulation. Basically, the opposition said that there are no significant differences without CON than there are with, and only nine states now have CON regulations for this service. But the majority continue to believe that the provision of quality, control of cost, access, et cetera, is served by a continuing the CON regulation. Secondly, we looked at statewide access issues with particular reference to outside of southeastern Michigan. This issue is viewed quite differently than access in southeastern Michigan. Access itself, as you know, has many components, including the availability of the service within a reasonable time and distance framework. This facet was where we spent most of our time. What is a reasonable time and distance, considering the kind of services that we're talking about? In trying to settle on some kind of distance, we came across the reality that our state is shaped such that you can be farther from the service being in the original planning area on the eastern side of the state than if you lived on the western side. So it's not just a geographical difference. There's also the reality that there's a different mindset in the UP, and they look at services and needs for them and where they go to get them quite differently. Right now, the service for outstate is different for juvenile BMT services. And we took a look at that and said, well, why did they do that? And frankly, I'm not sure we really know, except for the complexities that we've come up with for accessing that service in southeastern Michigan. In the end, we decided we cannot really define reasonable time and distance, but it seems to make sense to provide roughly the same kind of service for adults as we do for juveniles. Therefore, a majority of our committee voted to recommend that we create a second planning area for adult services to coincide with the second area for the juvenile services, and furthermore, that we recommend that one additional service be added in that second planning area. Again, I want to point out that this was not a unanimous recommendation, and it was a sharp divide. As an aside, it reminded me of the chair of the kindergarten kid. A friend of ours has a teacher who's a kindergarten teacher. And a year ago, the kindergarten went to full-day service. And the first day that they were in class with this one little six-year-old, when the bell rang ending the morning services, went over to the rack and got his backpack and started packing stuff to go. And the teacher says, wait a minute, Johnny, where are you going? Well, I'm going to go home, and then I'm going to play this afternoon. She says, no, you can't do that. We now have a full-day kindergarten, so you have to be here this afternoon. He looked at her with an incredulous look and said, who the hell signed me up for this? And that's kind of some of the feeling I had with this stack. How did I get here? Access within southeastern Michigan was probably the single most contentious issue that we dealt with. Individuals as members of the SAC argued in many ways and with many reasons that access is, in fact, an issue in southeastern Michigan. They said you just can't look at a circle of X number of miles and say, well, that's access. They said that many residents have some of the same time frame factors to handle as exist for access outstate, that continuity of care issues are raised when a BMT is involved, that patients want and deserve the option of selecting their service providers, in essence, unfettered by location, and forcing a new set of providers into the situation impedes follow-up treatment and care. These arguments were listened to, but in essence rejected by a majority of our committee. Instead, we approved by a majority of that CAC that we recommend that there are no access issues in southeastern Michigan. We can't establish such. We essentially declared that there is no shortage of facility or beds for those services now existing, and that there is no evidence of underutilization of the existing services in southeastern Michigan. So that's where we are with those two things. Based on that, we started looking at the other issues that we were asked to look at, including need, access, cost, quality, and the possibility of a consortium approach. In addition, we were asked to consider changes in planning area and whether the need methodology should be facility-specific or a determination of the appropriate maximum number of BMT programs in the planning area, which essentially is a cap. Well, when we looked at need, and we're not finalizing all this yet, but basically implicit in our report is that we can't identify any additional need. However, there are such things as changing treatment methodologies, bringing on board pharmaceuticals, which can solve some of the issues apparently that we use for BMTs, changing protocols for treatment of specific diseases, an apparent declining need for BMT services per se, but we haven't got a handle on how to figure in the aging population and what additional needs that may create for us. So in essence, we make no further recommendations right now, but we think we're going to have to look at that over time. Access, as I said, we found no issues of access beyond that we've already addressed. Cost is a multifaceted thing. One of the costs is the provision of developing and implementing the program. And the other is what happens when you start increasing utilization. That's a cost factor, too. Basically, what we concluded was that there are not so inconsequential costs are associated with staffing requirements. This is a very specialized procedure that takes a lot of talent to develop, and what we have had incidences of in the past, apparently, from the expert testimony that I was given, is that there has been cannibalism of staff, if you will. People move from one facility to another because they get a better deal or whatever, and therefore that screws up the whole process. There appear to be more of a lack of qualified staff than there is a capacity physically. Physically, if you're going to increase the BMT services, that's not a big deal, apparently. Hospitals can make those adjustments fairly easily. So it's kind of in a holding pattern with that right now. We're not ready to make a recommendation. Quality was an issue, and basically what the experts on our group said was that national standards and determination by providers to adhere to published quality standards for those services is universal, and that there is really need to try to develop additional quality standards. A possibility of consortium was also raised. I think everybody on the SAC felt that cooperation among facilities and working together to make sure the things is one thing, but consortium is a little bit different. That is a different connotation. And they question how you could have a consortium if, in essence, you've got a patient in one bed in one facility, that you dilute that concept. And so it doesn't seem like there's much of a practical opportunity for consortiums. The planning areas that I mentioned, we've already recommended a change there. Need methodology. We've not completed our study on this. In fact, we have two more presentations we're going to listen to later this month in our next meeting. One is to look at the comparative review and project delivery requirements now in the standards. We'll take a look at those and see if we think there's any need to change. A second, however, is an interesting fact that was raised by some of our group, arguing in essence that the difference between autologous transplants and allogeneic transplants is significant. And therefore, it might be worth looking at separating those two and possibly having a different standard for the one than you do for the other. I don't think that's going to fly very well with the department, and from what I've heard on other issues today, I'm not sure that it's something you want to consider. But nonetheless, we feel it's only fair to at least look at this, to give the proponents of those arguments a chance to present it to the entire SAC, defend it, and ultimately it's up to them to convince the experts on our board that that's the way to go. From there, we'll probably pass it to you guys, and you can figure out what you want to do. We do not see it right now as being a specific recommendation coming from our SAC. That completes my interim report. It's been very active. We spent a lot of time listening to presentations, a lot of expert testimony. And to a layperson like me, a lot of it's confusing. I keep remembering what my dad used to say, you know, any damn fool can ask more questions than a wise man can answer. And I feel like that damn fool very often because it's way over my head. But the committee is working on it, and I'm confident that we will come up with a significant majority. We will not reach, I don't believe, a consensus. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I recused myself from the discussion. So therefore, I only have a question of protocol. How many more meetings do you think your committee will have?
How many what?
More meetings, Don. You think the...
We have two more.
September
24th and October.
So then you will. There will be a report for December is the point I'm trying to make.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
This is Brenda. Just for clarification, I believe BMT actually has three more potential meetings. It's the heart, lung, liver sac that only has two more meetings. So just to clarify.
If the BMT has three more meetings, do you still anticipate a report for the December meeting is my question.
I think so.
The answer is yes. Okay, that's all. Again, I only had a procedure question.
Yeah, this is Brenda. Myself. They would be required to report to the commission at the December meeting because their six-month time frame would have run out.
Yeah, so on behalf of the commission, I just want to thank you and the other members of the SAC. You're really working on the questions that we asked you to work on, and it sounds like you're really digging into it.
Thank you. The members of the SAC have really, really put a lot of effort into it. So thank you very much. Any other questions?
No, I just point out that the Jimmy in your story earlier turned out to be Jimmy Fallon, who grew up to be very successful, and he attributes it all to his kindergarten teacher.
Probably.
Yes. I'd like to ask a clarifying question. You say that the department I don't know the way how you stated it. Did you mean on autologous versus allogeneic?
I've heard informal conversation, not on that, the planning area.
Okay, in the planning area, yes. In the planning area, we've expressed
some concerns.
But the department
is content with existing planning areas and probably will not want to support change.
But we have not expressed any sort of formal opinion on the work that's coming up on the different types of bone marrow transplant services. I just wanted to provide that clarification. Yeah.
That's very true. My whole purpose is just simply to make sure that all of the concerns that are involved get a fair chance to describe those concerns.
Ours too.
They can't convince their experts.
We appreciate that.
Ours too. Thank you.
So we could, thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
We are going to try to finish up by 1 o'clock. We have heart, lung, liver transplantation services SAC status report. Jim Ball